catch up or hear it again, it's Crockett's Rewind.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett. Guitars and Stars is here, and we are joined with the one Ryan Hurd. How's it going?
It's good, man. Thanks for having us today. This is really cool.
Your single, Love in a Bar, I think is one of the most relatable songs I've heard in a long time.
Thank you, man. I'm really proud of that song, and it's really cool to like get to put something out that's such a representation of me as like a person and a writer and an artist, so I'm really excited about people hearing it.
Now, I think we've all been there. Have you been there? Have you found love?
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason that we put this song out, it's like the first thing that people are going to hear from me is because this is sort of like my story. This is like hanging in bars after I'd write a song, and like it's also a universal story where it's like everybody has that moment where they have to put themselves out there for the first time. So I think it's really neat to just see people get it and then hear it and they say like, I had this happen to me in some way.
You realize you're going to be a wedding song forever now.
Maybe that'd be cool. I mean, that's a huge honor. So like that, if that would happen, I mean, I know it is a love song, so
it could work.
Totally possible.
Now you're from Michigan.
Yeah.
Are you a Michigan football fan?
Big Michigan football fan.
I wouldn't say too much about that tonight because a lot of Penn State fans are going to be in.
Oh yeah, well, it's going to be a really exciting game, man. It's a lot more fun when teams like Penn State and Michigan are good because it's been a while.
What's your prediction on the game?
Oh, I think we're going to see Michigan squeak it out.
It's going to be a good game. Now, yeah. I read that you have a problem of buying T-shirts.
Sometimes I go on the internet after I've had a couple, and I just, because we have to make so much merch to sell, I'm always looking at other people's stuff, and then like sometimes like,
so you're trying to get motivation.
Yeah, just see like what are people doing, and so like eventually like there'll be three or four boxes that come in the mail, and you're like, I don't.
We call those drunk purchases.
Yeah,
and you are
happens,
just as relatable
though.
As everybody
but,
else.
But like, people make really great T-shirts and stuff. I think it's interesting.
Do you get in trouble with the missus because of these?
Not yet.
Oh,
we'll see. We're not quite technically married, so I think I still have a little bit of time before she starts worried about that stuff. I buy her stuff too all the time.
Now, speaking of the wedding, I've always wanted to know this. As an artist, are you going to go with a band or are you going to go with a DJ?
We're still kind of figuring out a lot of the details, but we are actually going DJ.
Do you have a song yet, or is that staying private?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it could be Love in a Bar. Is that cliche to have your own song as your wedding song?
Man, it is a special song, and like, I don't know, man, that's a cool idea, and we've, I don't know, a lot of the songs I've written are about Maren, and a lot of, you know, the songs on her album have parts of me in there, so like, but we'll get there, we'll figure it out.
Listen to Crockett Live weekdays Monday through Friday from 2 till 7 p.m. on Froggy 101.